Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I was thinking about this during the break. Who is the longest tenured New York Jet now that Quinnen Williams has just been traded to the Dallas Cowboys? Besides the long snapper, Thomas Hennessy. Throw him out for a second. What football player is the longest tenured New York Jet? And I think it's Jamie Insherwood who was here in 2021. And then after that, it's all the guys they drafted in 2022. Like, I don't think there's anyone before that.
But you got to turn over your roster eventually. And we were also talking about this in the break, how this feels necessary for teams to get themselves right in the new head coach's vision. Think about Sean Payton in Denver last year, where he was trying to win. 2 years ago. He was trying to win with Russell Wilson. And then midway through the season, he was like, all right, I'm putting down the sword.
Right.
Right? Like, Russ, you're bitten benched. Playing whoever, I forget who the backup quarterback was, and they sucked for a little bit. They moved up in the draft. They were able to draft Bo Nix, and they were able to rebuild. And now look at, they made the playoffs last year.
They made it.
Made the playoffs last year. They've won 6 games in a row this year. They're not perfect, but it's in his vision. Like, the team is in his vision. And if you don't do that, when you're winning, it gets really hard to put a roster how you want it. We talked about this a few weeks ago. This was the Dabbs issue. He won right away. He didn't have that moment to suck enough to get everything right, get rid of some pieces that you don't want and get your team right. The Jets are getting rid of some pieces that aren't going to be a part of their future when they get really good.
I get it. Look, here's the way I would describe my feelings, because they're complex. I'm a complex human, Tiki.
Mm-hmm.
I understand what they're doing. I even agree with what they're doing.
Right.
It just sucks in the moment.
Well,
because when you draft Sauce Gardner and you watch him develop, when you draft Quinnen Williams and you watch him develop, and both guys are young. I mean, Sauce is 25.
Yeah, but
Quinnen's 27. It just sucks to give them away or trade them away for what is the unknown of draft picks.
But here's the thing. They lost a lot.
Yes, they did.
And
I get it.
And so it's not their fault, but they were on losing teams and they weren't a part of the solution, at least not this new regime's solution. And so you have to put it in your own image. And I think that's what Darren Mooji and Aaron Glenn are trying to do right now.
I think you are right. And I think the other thing we all need to accept, because there was a discussion on this radio station for a few weeks, and I'm here to tell you the discussion is now over. It's dead. Don't bring it up again. And it was the idea that Aaron Glenn could lose his job after 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that even Darren Mooji could lose his job after 1 year. That's gone. That is dead. Because even if the Jets are lifeless bums for their final how many ever games we have left, I'm trying to lose count of it.
Right, 8.
When
9.
You make deals like this and basically concede the season, lay down the sword like you say, to load up on draft picks, you are not then going to axe the head coach and the general manager.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It would be foolish. So it's over. Like, that debate's gone.
Interesting wrinkle in the Quinn and Williams trade. It is structured where the Jets next year will get the higher of the Dallas or Green Bay picks, whichever one it is.
You're talking about 2027.
2027. Yes, next year.
Ooh, it's like an NBA-style draft swap.
Oh, I hate that. I do not let this become the way of the NFL. Please. So you're trading draft picks 15 years from now.
Well, you can't.
I'm joking.
There's restrictions.
I'm joking, but you know what I mean.
Well,
feels like that in the NBA. I do not want the NFL to become that way.
It's the old right to swap. Now, what I'm curious about, maybe you know the answer, maybe you don't. Has that ever happened before? A, quote, right to swap?
I will do my due diligence.
Okay, because that is very common in the NBA.
But I'm sure it has. It just, we don't hear it very often.
But next year, as a Jet fan, you get the unique position of looking at the Colts, Packers, and Cowboys and rooting against them all.
Oh, I agree. My NFL season is so much fun next year, even if the Jets suck. even this year, the kumbaya moment that me and Sean have already had. If you've listened to this program, we like to play the Is Daniel Jones a Pumpkin game. We actually did it yesterday. If you missed it, you can download the Evan and Tiki podcast. And we do that because Sean, don't argue with me right now, has a deep-seated hatred towards Daniel Jones. Mm. He doesn't want him to succeed. And we all laugh at him. Well, guess what? Even though I like Daniel Jones, I now have a vested interest in the Indianapolis Colts sucking. So I'm with you, partner. I hate the Colts. Daniel Jones, turn into a pumpkin, sir.
Not quite yet.
Well, please.
But maybe, because had 5 turnovers last weekend.
We will get to your phone calls. We will continue to keep you posted on what is a very busy and active trade deadline Tuesday. The trade deadline today is at 5 p.m., just so we know. Mm. So we'll obviously be on the air through the NFL trade deadline. It is coming up today at 5 o'clock.
I believe the deadline is 4 p.m.
Are you sure about that?
Mr. Roberts, I don't know if you are on West Coast or Pacific or Mountain Time, but my sources tell me the NFL trade deadline.
5 p.m. would be in the middle of the Pacific.
It's Bermuda time, 5 p.m.
You're right. That's what I meant. I meant Bermuda time.
That's okay.
A big Bermuda audience.
They're on the Odyssey app listening to us right now.
You know what's funny? When I wrote down 5 p.m. last night, I was a little confused. I was like, that doesn't make sense. But I was too busy building my Mets and Yankees off-season plan, so I moved on with my day. 4 p.m. trade deadline, so we have about another hour and a half. Let's get to your calls, reaction to what has been a stunning Tuesday in New York sports. 888-808-1019. Let's kick it off with Lee on Long Island. Lee, what are you thinking?
Oh, well, you touched on a lot of things, Evan. You had the same take on this that I did. You know, when you trade for Jamal Adams, everybody told me how Joe Douglas was a genius, and then he drafted Zach Wilson, and he wasn't such a genius anymore. and I'm telling you, I want to make 2 points quick. First one, 3 first-round draft picks in 2027. I am telling you, you can mark this. I want you to mark this phone call. I called it first. They are positioning themselves for Arch Manning. Absolutely guaranteed. That is what I believe they are doing. I believe that in my soul. Second thing, and this is more about Aaron Glenn, if you give me a second, I just want to kind of, I hope he's listening, but if he's not, if you could record this and play this for him, I think it be nice for him to extend some professional courtesy to the media, because when he says he's going to change the culture and he's 1-7, he needs to be reminded that he is contributing to the culture. And when a reporter asks you in week 10 who your quarterback is and you refuse to answer it, he needs to be reminded he's the failure and he clearly cannot handle New York. His tough guy attitude is getting old fast. If you're not going to win, you better have some professional courtesy with the media. That was not an illegitimate question. And if you play that soundbite, he sounds like an imbecile.
Mm, wow.
Well, I think
Sorry.
When...
Thank you.
Well,
yeah,
to the Glenn stuff, when he was asked weeks ago by Brian Costello about making a quarterback change and he dismissed it, I agree with you. It was so wrong. Right. It was out of hand and it was unfair for him to treat the Costello question, which we all had that day, as disrespectfully as he did.
Right.
Glenn is a weird guy.
But now it feels like he's playing with it.
He's making a joke now.
Yeah.
And I think we got to stop being so sensitive about it.
Right.
Because now he's playing a game. He's playing a bit with everybody where he's not being a jerk. Like, listen to his answers. We played it yesterday about who the starting quarterback is. He's smiling and laughing the whole time. Now, if you're bothered by that because you're like, there's nothing to laugh at, we suck, fine. But I don't think this is disrespectful. You guys are idiots. Now I think Aaron Glenn is playing a game.
It sounds like it to me. It sounds like he's making the fact that they're not winning a lot. What competitive advantage are you giving the opponent when you're 1-7 and they do or do not know your quarterback? Seriously, what is the advantage? There isn't one. And so it's almost become an inside joke, I think. And I'd be interested, we should have Connor on it at one point and ask him, how are the media taking this? I think because it's new, this new interactions with Aaron Glenn.
Yeah, it sounds like they're having fun.
100%. Because you know that it's not, oh, we got to win this game. Otherwise, it's we're all gone. Like, no, that's not the case. It's what you said just 5 minutes ago. They are not getting fired. They are here. They are being allowed to build this team in a new way, a new vision, by trading away some of this, you know, core pieces that the previous regime built here and do it your own way.
And
you're not getting fired, even if you don't get close to winning another game.
No, because you look at the talent you just took away from the roster, right, too. You are looking for small things with a first-year head coach. And one small thing that's actually big for me, and I'm going to bring it up again because it matters, is the Jets are like the least penalized team in the NFL over the last 5 weeks.
Yeah, and they were the most over the first 3 weeks.
And that was the thing I was screaming the most about. Like, where is the accountability? Where is the change? We've actually seen it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.